Message number 732. The third seal will be revealed when man will scramble for food as famines grip humanity. Saturday, March 16, 2013 at 03:25 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, the tides will unleash and the destruction caused by many wars will commence as foretold. The timing of the arrival of the false prophet will coincide with the declaration of wars all over the world. These wars will be triggered instantly and men will cower in fear as the implications become clear. Wars will take root and roll out like storms in the desert, where they will gain momentum and catch all of those who feel that their peace is guaranteed like a thief in the night. So many countries will be involved that it will take everyone by surprise. Soon the Antichrist will make himself known in the midst of the carnage. Confusion, fear, and loss of crops will compound the problem. Not long after the third seal will be revealed, when man will scramble for food as famines grip humanity. Starved of food, starved of spirit, starved of help, mankind will grasp at anything or anyone which offers respite. The stage will have been set for the Antichrist to arrive and announce himself to the world. By this time mankind will be so relieved because of the man of peace who offers so much hope that they will become his willing slaves. They will fall for his elaborate plan to restructure the world and bring all nations together. The plan, they will be told, will be for the good of all and to rid the world of terrorism. The enemies he will say he fights and whom he will exert control over are innocent victims used by him in the deceit which he will present to the world. When peace or what seems like a truce is restored, then will come the next stage, the unity of all nations, all religions, all countries into one. This is when the union between the false prophet and the Antichrist will become clear. Those who will have been given the truth and whose names are in the book of the living will know what is happening. Others blind to the truth of my teachings will not be so fortunate. Then it will be a matter of waiting. My patience will mean that I will strive to save and protect those who will not be able to discern the truth. My patience and my mercy will result in divine intervention on a grand scale to save all God's children from the grasp of the beast, whose only objective is to encourage sin. For there is one thing you must know: behind the charming allure of the Antichrist will lie the plan to encourage sin, so that humanity will make the final choice, to side with the beast in defiance of God. When that time comes and after every attempt is made by me to save souls, it will be over. Only the elect will be taken into my kingdom. Your Jesus.